This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour here on Tuesday, January the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. This here is going to be a very busy day from the looks of things as we try to think about the new year and our intentions, and isn't it going to be great? Things are going to change, well, maybe not so quickly, because there are a lot of people that are stirring the pot with regard to Georgia, I guess, at first, Jennifer, right? The pot is stirring there. Polls are open. And a lot of people have voted. What, was 3 million people voted already? How many people have already cast their ballot in Georgia?
A lot of people. A lot of people voting early. So it'll be interesting. And then voter turnout is expected to be really high today. They're saying that it'll be presidential levels, which usually for a runoff, that's not typical.
No. Well, but look at the money. I was talking to a friend of mine that runs a radio station in Georgia. As a matter of fact, they carry this program. And their billing for January is usually the softest, you know, in radio, television, advertising, after the big push for December and Christmas sales and that sort of thing. You get into January and the thing just goes rump down in a hole. But this year, the billing for January at this station, even though the election is just in the first week, is four times what it was last year at this time. So that's got to tell you something about the amount of money that's being spent. And is a lot of it out-of-state money that's coming in for both of these candidates? Everything
all
that would
of
be
it
the case,
for the most
right?
part is
all of it?
Yeah, all of it for the most part is out of state money. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of it coming from the coast, a lot of it from California, from New York. So it almost reached the level of raising money for a presidential election, but it still is one of the top fundraised Senate races because there's so much on the line and both parties know it. And that's why you've seen so many people. You've seen Oprah and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yesterday, Trump and Mike Pence were in there, you know, trying to rally people to turn out. So it's going to be interesting. I doubt that we'll even have a winner tonight. I think there's just so much. Yeah, I mean, I think there's so much going on within the state of Georgia. I think their system is sort of a mess, and I don't know that we'll get a winner tonight.
But I think I asked this question yesterday, and I don't know if I got an answer to it. If the runoff produces no different results than the election in November, then what do they do? If it's this is the law.
No, whoever wins this time, it's winner take all. So the runoff happens after, it's triggered after a regular election. So it's not like you keep running off until you get a majority. No, this will be it.
Okay. So, and this in league with the vote on solidifying the election, and then what happens if we're going to have is the January 20th inauguration going to take place? Are there going to be National Guard troops brought in for protesters, not only in Washington but elsewhere? Is that a lot of hooey? Is it a lot of stirring the pot? You know, I guess I would wonder where some of this information is coming from. In terms of the
National Guard, it's coming from the mayor of Washington, D.C., who said she ordered the National Guard to come in. And I think we talked about this earlier on, and this is the only thing I take issue with, is that we give people, certain people, space to protest. We don't know that this is going to be violent. We don't know.
No, we don't.
And
no,
so
don't.
I think it's unfair to tell people to stay away and to cancel hotel rooms and to call in the National Guard because maybe you don't agree with what these people are protesting.
It's inflammatory,
but they deserve
rhetoric.
Their space.
Right. Very inflammatory rhetoric.
So I think to be fair, people didn't call in the National Guard in the summer until after the protests turned violent. That's when they called in the National Guard to deal with it. And I think the same thing should be true here. I think preemptively just saying that these people are going to be violent, okay, if they are, then you deal with it. If they're not, you give them their space to protest peacefully, whether you agree with what they're protesting or not. I mean, I think part of the problem is that we've boiled this to be about Donald Trump, and this is not about Donald Trump. This is about our elections. It is about the integrity of our elections. This is not about whether or not Trump stays in office on January 20th or if Biden is sworn in. It has nothing to do with that.
The people
are boiling it down to the lowest common denominator to make it about that.
So let's get a clarification here from you, because you've said something that is really intriguing, especially when I look at some of the things that Ted Cruz is saying. By the way, when is he going to get a haircut? What is it with him?
I actually prefer him with the beard. I think he looks really
sweet. Yeah, but he's got a beard. Does he have a ponytail or something, or is that me? It looks like he has a ponytail.
Anyway, at least I have not witnessed one. Maybe.
So all the Republicans that are saying we need to have an election audit, and it isn't about Trump. I'm no fan of these guys, but I think it's time for us to recognize that the system needs to be, whether overhauled is the right word, and can we get enough energy behind this to really not just talk about it, but do something about it, because there are a lot of
The laws were changed in advance of the election, and so maybe Republicans were slow to the game in challenging it. I think you guys remember I sat here going, oh my gosh, guys, if we change these laws, it's going to be a disaster, it's going to be a mess, it's going to be a mess. And what is it? It's a mess because these governors and local officials went through and changed the law on their own, not voted on by the state legislature. There was a lot of confusion county to county. There was confusion in many of these swing states, and so there's some problems here. And truly, I want you to hear this. Yes, I'm a Trump supporter, and I know everybody likes to pat you on the head and go, well, you're just a Trumper. But here's the thing. I care about this country more than I care about any person who has sat in the Oval Office and who is president of the United States. If Joe Biden won this election fair and square, I want him to be sworn in on January 20th. But I am a thinking, rational person, and I have seen a lot of stuff that is being presented and mostly ignored by the mainstream news media is questionable.
I
think consequential enough that it could swing a few of the states. Think about what you have in Georgia, 11,000 votes separating that. Think about the infusion of votes that we saw overnight in Pennsylvania and all of the last minute changing to the law. Do I think it's consequential? It could be. I don't know. But I think we owe it to ourselves to figure out if it is or not, because we should care about the country more than who's sitting in the White House.
Well, boiling it down to a lot of people making it about Trump, and it isn't about Trump, or it ought not to be about Trump, and he ought not to make it about himself. One of the things that I think is creating chaos in the Republican Party is all of this stuff. We need, whether you like the Republicans or you don't, or you like the Democrats or you don't, in order for this country to survive and be healthy, we need at least two strong political parties.
Checks and balances.
We do not have, I'd like to see three or four parties, frankly, because I don't like the tone of either the Democrats or the Republicans at the moment. I think it's very destructive. It's very self-focused. It is not about the American people. It's about us and what we get out of it. They just got another pay raise, these people, for doing what?
Yeah, they
can't
give more than $600 to people who can't put food on the table.
Yeah.
It's another thing.
Right. I mean, come on. Enough. That's what I'm saying is, why are we putting up with this crap? And so put Trump aside and look at the situation with our country and what works. Even, you know, I'm a capitalist, and I look at the rules and the laws and the customs that are now in force for doing business, and it so favors the big companies. And you hear me talking about agriculture all the time, the big ag outfits that are screwing over not only the farmers that grow the best food, but you. The choices that you have for food are now much more limited than they were 10, 12, 15 years ago. How much GMO stuff is in the food, whether you want a choice or not, you don't have it. You can't get it unless you really work at it. And I think the same applies to politics. We can't get diversity because everybody thinks all Republicans are the same.
Well,
and then everybody thinks all Democrats are the same. And they aren't. And nor should they.
Yeah, we're also getting played because...
Yes, we are.
So before it was, you know, it was the resist movement and it was Mitch McConnell leading the effort against Barack Obama and resist. Now it's Trump's not my president. We hate Trump. I mean, again, when we talk about the enthusiasm of Joe Biden, for being really honest, not a lot of people were enthusiastically voting for him, but they did because they didn't like Trump so much. So what do? The people in the mainstream news media boil everything down to make it about Trump instead of about real situations so that they can distract people. Mm-hmm. And we can't fall, and even people in Congress are doing this too. They're making it all about Trump. Well, I know Trump doesn't help himself because he makes things about himself too. But
he makes it worse.
To think about what's good for the country. And
yeah. All right, let's take a trip for a second across the pond and find out. There is this whole business in England because of COVID, but also there is the same concern about leadership there and division, whether you realize it or whether you're aware of it or not. The same exact sort of thing is going on in England. It's going on in Israel. It's going on to a point in Spain. not necessarily in Italy, and I don't know about France and Germany at the moment, but I know those places have the same kind of real divisive focus on politics and the anger, the distrust, the hatred that is aimed at people who don't agree. The strong objections, yeah, that's great. But not the hatred and the disrespect and the destruction that happens with this stuff. And I think that's really what we better be thinking about. Or we're going to go the way of Venezuela and some of these other countries that have just one party in charge. And, you know, there's no real opposition. England is in the same, as I said, the same. It's really the same problem there. So, you know, what is
very
going on?
Very similar leader with Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, very similar style.
So how do these people get to those positions?
See, that kind of boils it down to the one person again. There are real movements. Yeah. I mean, for
well,
me,
he's
this
talking
is
about
less
leadership,
about,
so I'm commenting
yeah,
on
but
the
it's
leader.
Less
yeah,
about,
well, that was legit. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it's less about the leaders so much as about the two movements that are clashing. You have, on the far right, you have a push for more populism, and on the far left, you have a push for more socialism. And so that is butting heads, because those two things, things don't exist together. You know, they just don't. And so
speaking
that's what's happening.
Of England, what's going on with Julian Assange? Is he going to be extradited or not?
No, the judge said no. So no. As of right now, unless the U.S. tries to appeal that decision, they can't, you know, we can't just force extradition. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it doesn't look like he's going to face a trial anytime soon.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's confusing to the people listening.
I'm stuck on a bit of time warp here. The Good Day focus on having a good day goes with things like MyPillow. If you're having a good day, it's probably because you had a good night's rest. Victoria will tell you she didn't have a good night's rest, so I'm not sure. It sounds like she's having a pretty good day to me. But we know it isn't good when you wake up and you feel really groggy. You wake up and you feel, I didn't get enough sleep. Or you just, you know, you get grumpy and that's not good for anybody that you're around. Certainly not good for you. So if you want to get the best night's rest possible, then go the American way with MyPillow. All their products, every single one of them, made in their manufacturing facility in Minnesota. The pillows, the sheets, the towels, everything. And they all come with a 45-day guarantee. There's no other pillow outfit or anybody that's selling this sort of, you know, towels. Whoever heard of giving a towel 45 days? I'm going to use this towel for 45 days, and if I don't like it, I'm going to send it back. Whoever heard of that? But that's the guarantee at MyPillow for everything. When you go to MyPillow and see, I'm looking at a picture of a dog sitting on a dog bed. I have one of those for Daisy. Very cool. Your pet can enjoy the same comfort that you can with a MyPillow pet bed. Get one of those. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. But don't short sheet yourself. You remember, did you ever have, when you were in college or school, Victoria, anybody ever go into your dorm room and short sheet your bed?
No.
No? You know what
I
that
think
is?
That's a guy thing, yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's a guy thing? Really?
I think so. I don't know.
Hmm. Oh,
I never even made my bed, so I obviously would have been suspicious if someone, if it was perfectly made.
Yeah, there we go. All right, anyway, make your bed and get the comfort that you need with the sheets, the pillows, the mattresses you get from MyPillow, just all across the board. Get the right amount of rest, good rest, constant rest with the products that you get at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Wash them, dry them, keep them in good shape. That's what you can do. All of the standard queen and king size pillows on sale right now at MyPillow.com using the discount code DJV on checkout.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. In a moment, we'll celebrate National Whipped Cream Day and find out what else is trending. Stay tuned.
Not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so today, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, is Whipped Cream Day. Wow. A treat. I like, well, a little whipped cream goes a long way. Unless it's made with real cream from real milk from real cows. Because there's a lot of this phony baloney stuff.
Yeah.
Well, fake cows. Fake milk. You know, all of the stuff that's around now that isn't really, it's not a dairy product. It's something else. Anyway, whipped cream goes back to, if you go to England, we're talking about England, and have clotted cream, or you any in the British Isles, Ireland, they have it great as well. I don't know about Scotland, but
Scotland, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, that kind of cream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real stuff. That's the real whipped cream. So it originated apparently in Italy in the mid-1500s, and the late 1600s it got to England. They used to call it snow milk, heavy cream. Do you put that out? I know they, you know, any good dessert that you have at a pub in England has, you know, this what they call clotted cream on it, which is just real thick, heavy cream. What people think whipped cream is over here comes out of one of those ready
cool whip.
Made. Yeah. Hello, no, doesn't work that way.
And it's so easy to make homemade whipped cream. I mean, I don't bake that much anymore. I used to make a lot of desserts, but I always just, it's so easy to make your own whipped cream. It's so easy.
So easy.
It's just heavy cream, sugar, and a little bit of vanilla. That's it.
There you go. All right, Jay, we'll go into the kitchen with you in a moment, but first, the latest on Tanya Roberts that's trending. She's still alive and not dead, right?
She is still alive. She's still not dead, even though it's a confusing story. But her longtime partner, who's not her husband, the reason I say he's not her husband, they've been together 15 years, is that he does not have, end-of-life sort of...
privileges.
I don't know what you would call it. Privilege. I know I hate saying that word, but yeah, yes. So he does not have life or death decision making abilities because they're not married. And so he has explained how this whole thing happened. So we got all the TMZ alerts yesterday that Tanya Roberts had passed on Sunday and after she collapsed Christmas Eve. So now Lance O'Brien, who's 62 years old, her boyfriend, has said that the mix-up occurred during a conversation that he had with Tanya's rep. His name is Mike. On Sunday, he said that he was blubbering after what he thought was an end-of-life visit with Tanya at the hospital. So the rep said, what happened? And then Lance, the boyfriend, said, I just said goodbye to Tanya, and I got to see her beautiful eyes one last time. After that, he said, I just started blubbering. Next thing I know, TMZ is on my cell phone talking to me about it. And so then the rep put out the statement and started calling other news outlets, and that's literally how this whole thing snowballed. And then he went home. It was like 10 p.m. at night, so he thought that that was it. He got a call the next morning from the hospital saying that he could go and visit her again because she was still alive. And so he said it's just been it's been something. Obviously, it's been a whirlwind for him. And a hospital worker apparently told him that Roberts opening her eyes was just a reflex, and that's where he got the idea that she was dead. So the hospital worker apparently was wrong, and he said, for all intents and purposes, I thought she was gone. She's been out of it and on a ventilator for 3 days. And so he said doctors have taken her off life support at this point. They've said that there really is no chance that she will make it, but she is technically still alive. So it's not a great situation. But
what a sad story. Sad story. All right, so that's what's trending. Check us out at DJV Show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's 28, actually almost 29 after the hour.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HealVets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today, voters in Georgia are headed to end a very long election year. The Peach State is casting ballots that will decide the control of the U.S. Senate for at least the next 2 years. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is pitted against Democrat John Ossoff. A suburban Chicago man allegedly located and pursued his own stolen vehicle early Sunday, confronting two 17-year-olds in a parking lot before both of them were shot, one fatally, in a struggle. No charges have been filed at this time. California has extended the deadline for small businesses to ask for financial help to get them through the COVID-19 crisis. The Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program, offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000, opened on December 30th. Due to the high traffic, some businesses may have had trouble accessing the application. The deadline is now extended 5 days to January 13th. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A bank manager in Las Vegas, Nevada, defrauds the federal government of more than $1 million. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has the details.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montana believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center shopping mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000 square foot and 87-acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creator's new global headquarters by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner is here. She's taking care of business when it comes to social media, especially at our handle at DJV Show. Help yourself to that as I'm looking around at some of the things that are sort of vaccine-oriented or COVID-oriented. Dr. Fauci says it could take a few weeks, but the situation would get worse because of Christmas, and then the lights get brighter. I guess it depends on, we seem to be talking into the wind here when it comes to asking people to wear masks. I think the people who are going to wear masks are going to wear masks. People who aren't are not, and that's just the way it is. I don't think you're going to change anybody's minds at this point in the game. And the same could be true for social distancing. So even though these people continue to hammer away at it, I just don't think it makes any difference anymore. I think the people who do it of conscious choice, whether it's to wear the mask or not, or to distance or not to distance, those people are where they're going to be. And so you're not going to, I think you continue to harp on it. It's like talking to the wall. It just isn't going anywhere at all that I can see. So let's talk about the vaccine and what's going on. The free-for-all in Florida. I see New York yesterday, Victoria, is saying they've only administered about a quarter of the vaccine supply. And one wonders why. Why aren't there? Why isn't everybody that's in public health out and about with the shots and getting everybody taken care of? What is the holdup? Why is there this confusion and this mess no matter what state you go into? Here in Massachusetts, they don't know what the hell they're doing. I was talking to my state rep yesterday, asking her to get some kind of clarification because they keep releasing this list. Well, here's the list. This is where. But, okay, so this is the list that we're in. We're in group 1A or 1B or 1C. Mm-hmm. Where do we go? What do we do? How do we get the shots? Nobody has an answer.
I think the reason they're not specifying that yet is because they don't have enough shots, and they don't want people showing up at a site. I think that's honestly the reason, because they just don't have the number of vaccines that are needed yet. In New Jersey right now, they're working on a website portal where you can sign up, but it's still, they don't want to, they haven't told people, and New Jersey's actually very organized with all of this. I know exactly where, you know, who's ahead of me. I know where we are in the group and the whole thing. My parents know too, but they're not telling people the location because they don't want people just showing up. So that's one thing. The other part of it is the federal government, this is on them. The federal government promised each state a certain number of vaccines based on the number of cases and population and all that, and then they delivered on about 40% of that. And the White House, the coronavirus task force, the guy who's the head of it, apologized, said that governors were misled and that the information was not accurate as to what governors were expecting. And then Pfizer came out and said, well, we've got it all sitting here in the warehouse. It's not on our end. And when in November, Pfizer reapproached the White House and the Trump administration and said, hey, if you want to buy another 100 million doses, we're offering it to you first before we sell it to other countries. We have no reason, we have no explanation, but the Trump administration turned down that offer to buy 100 million more doses of Pfizer. We don't know. To this day, there has been no explanation. To be honest, since the election, Trump has never even said the word coronavirus in public. So this is not on his radar, and governors are now left to scramble and figure out, wait until Joe Biden gets into office, I guess, and figure out how we're going to get this vaccine out to people. I mean, I have friends who work in hospitals in Manhattan that are overcrowded with COVID patients right now, and not all the doctors and nurses, they can't get the vaccine. There aren't enough doses. In New York, they figured out that actually the vial that says it's supposed to be 6 doses, they can get about 7 doses out of it. So they're squeezing every last drop to get the doctors and nurses vaccinated. I mean, this is like third world nation stuff here. This is crazy. I find it crazy.
It is kind of crazy. You know what else is crazy? The president is going to go to Scotland for the inaugural.
Well, apparently that's the rumor.
Speculation, yeah.
Yeah, speculation on whose part. No.
Well, yeah, Scotland airports have been put on alert for a quote-unquote high-profile guest flying in the day before Inauguration Day. So,
but they said January 19th then, in other words.
Yeah. Right? They said that there's been a booking for a, quote, American military version of the Boeing 757 on January 19th would be arriving. Now, the White House has actually commented on this. Their comment is no comment, essentially. And so, but all what we do know is that the plane, the source that's kind of gone, you know, viral now, that the plane is the one normally used by the vice president,
right,
often used by the first lady as well. So we're not really sure. But you know what? Would he even be able to take Air Force One to Scotland the day before the current president is supposed to have it?
He might be able to take it over there, but he'll have to ride on his own 757 coming back.
Right.
He's got a 757, the Trump 757 that's been
isn't it noon? Right. Isn't it like noon
on
inauguration?
20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're not sure. But I think he would be entitled to take Air Force Two or whatever the other plane is, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, it's I don't know.
It's exactly,
maybe the story tracks.
It's very interesting because the 757 that's number two, there are two of those, like there are two 747s. There are two of each of those planes that get used for the dignitaries. There's a 747, there's a 757. Or two of them. There are two 737s that get used mostly overseas, the Air Force jets that carry all of the dignitary, like the Secretary of State, would go over, you know, they'd fly over and they put them in a plane. I remember having that loop myself when I was on some of these trips that the government ran during the Clinton administration. So I got wind of how they work all of these planes.
Mm-hmm.
But the 757s are pretty much the exact duplicate to Trump's own personal plane. It's all, I mean, it doesn't have gold and all that other stuff in it that Trump's plane does, but it's outfitted with all the same kind of, you know, military-type hardware. Trump
right.
has a huge communication system in his own 757. So anyway, I mean, he goes over in one and comes back in the other.
Or, well, you know, or the speculation is that he just will skip the inauguration altogether, which a lot of people have said, who knows what he's going to do. We never know with this guy. We never know.
Baby.
But, yes, that would be awful. It would be horrible. However, we know how he thinks. He's pretty transparent. He does not want the optics of Joe and Jill Biden waving at him as he flies away in Marine 2. Like normal, that's the normal progression. We saw President and Mrs. Obama leave that way. And, you know, the new incoming president takes over immediately. He does not want those optics because he does not want to concede this election. So.
Pretty frustrating. Well, that's the kind of stuff that, as I said, moving into a place where we can have some broadening of the Republican Party, broadening of the Democratic Party, broadening of its goal, its mission, its ideals. It's just it's time. Now, back to COVID for a minute. The NCAA says they're going to have March Madness. It seems like March Madness just got over, doesn't it?
I know, right?
Didn't
some
it,
things
I mean,
feel it, like it was just yesterday and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And other things feel like it took forever to get here. So I have no sense of time and space at all.
It's going to be
COVID.
All in Indiana this year.
Yeah. They're going to model it after what they did with the NBA bubble, which, by the way, Lewis and I, my husband is a sports producer, we were talking about it yesterday. They didn't have a single COVID case. Lewis had a lot of friends who were in the bubble down in I think it was Disney World, right, where they were?
I think so,
and
yeah,
so
right.
They just handled everything so well. They used a lot of technology that we talked about in our tech report. The players all wore those Aura rings, and so the rings basically track all of your vitals and can predict COVID 2 days before you test positive with an actual COVID test. So anytime anybody had anything that was askew, they were immediately quarantined, and they were able to keep the whole thing under wraps. So anybody who says, oh, quarantining doesn't do anything and wearing a mask doesn't do anything, okay, fine, just look at the NBA. It's evidence. It was like a case study of how to do it the right way. So they're going to try to do that for March Madness.
You know, I just came, something is nosing around here. As you know, I have about 14 different sources that I use every day as I put together items that I would like to discuss with you. And this came to my attention earlier, and then I just kind of ignored it, and then I've seen it again. And it so bothers me to have somebody so irresponsible. This guy, Representative Chip Roy, said in an interview last night that if Democrats control the Senate, the country will face a full-scale hot conflict. What kind of an a-hole says something like that? Unless you are off your rocker.
Or unless you want that.
What do you want? What does that do for you?
That's what he wants. Who else would even put that out there, you know, unless that's something that you want? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
The good thing coming out of COVID, apparently, in big cities is that it's pretty easy to find a parking spot. I remember driving in New York. How many times have I driven a car into New York and then had to pay, what, $40 a day to park the car in a garage?
Right.
And because there's nothing on the street now, apparently you can find a parking spot any place in New York. And Los Angeles the same way. Some of the bigger, medium-sized cities as well. As people are not traveling, they're not going into the city. Although I did see in the malls around here, before Christmas, I don't know about where you two ladies are, but in Nashville, Jay, where you are, were the malls all very busy the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I cannot tell you the last time I went to a mall.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, my husband has run out a couple times, and he said it was pretty crowded, but not really any more or less. But yeah, no, the last time I set foot in a mall, 2019, even before COVID.
Really?
Wow. Give me online shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the new world order. I like going to the...
One mall that's near us in New Jersey here, I think it's closing down because all the stores, all the major department stores are gone, and then the restaurants are now closed. So I think it's just going to get turned into condos or something like everything else.
Well, they're going to either do that or they're going to... Some of the malls are going to get turned into these... The anchor stores are getting turned into these activity centers. You've seen popping up all over the place. That's the new, that's there because people want to go. Now, how are those places doing, I'm wondering, COVID's not going to last forever. So people are going to be able to go out and do, you know, exercise, have fun with the family, do whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's what those places are aimed at. And I am thinking that might not be a bad way. You know, a lot of people are putting supermarkets into some of these big malls as well. So, that's
very English.
Things have changed. What? Oh, yes,
and
it is.
English and Irish. It's the weird. When I first moved to London, the weirdest thing that I was like, wait, why is there a supermarket in the mall? Like, mm-hmm. But it makes sense, actually. Yeah. You literally can do all of your shopping in one spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. The new Wegmans is here, and Wegmans is doing that. They're going into these malls. So the malls find that, you know, it's good for rent because you pay less than what you normally would have. It's a, what is it, a triple or something? I forget what the mall rents are. Shopping mall leases are like three times triple. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's crazy. And now these numbers have gone way down because these people don't want to lose their malls. And most of them are part of real estate investment trusts anyway. So they're long since paid for. They just, you know, they become a way for people to who have a lot of money to invest in stuff like this for all kinds of tax benefits. So, and that's what, you know, I think that's where a lot of that ownership is at the moment. 46 after the hour on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria and Doug and you and your nose. How's the nose? What is the old expression? Remember this? Although I keep coming up with these expressions, Victoria says, huh? What? You've heard the expression, the nose knows. Right, Victoria? Please tell me.
I have heard that. Yes,
you've
I
heard
have
that
heard
expression.
That.
Okay. Jay, have you heard that expression?
Oh, of
you
course, don't? Yes.
It means that the nose is very sensitive mm-hmm. and can smell out or ferret out or figure out what's going on. Follow your nose. But if your nose is plugged up, you can't follow your nose. That's why you need Navage. Let me spell it out for you. Navage. At least twice a week. People say, I don't know, there are some people who use it every day, I guess, right? There's nothing bad that can come out of using it every day.
No, you can use it twice a day. When I first did the Navage Challenge, it's twice mm-hmm. a day for 2 weeks, and it is just a game changer. So you can use it as often or as little as you want. There's no stimulants. It's just a saline solution, and it just cleanses the whole nasal passage. It's amazing.
Yep. It's a great tool. Breathe more clearly, sleep better, feel healthier. Navage, backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com to get it all figured out. That's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifty-three after the hour on the DJV program. In a moment, what really works in the theaters. Chuck Curry is going to have the way to fix theaters for all, not just for people in America, but all over the world. He's got the fix, and it's coming right up here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, holding fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We recognize that as the theme from The Godfather. Was that, how many, there were 3 Godfather movies, right, Chucker?
Yes. 1, and 2, so, and 3.
This was you.
Good answer.
This was you who's, everybody's been putting me down today, and I'm getting a little
No, I'm not putting you down. I'm not putting you down. I'm stating a fact.
Mr. Yeah. Sensitive Pants hurt, over here.
If the facts hurt, they hurt. But no, that's the fact.
All right, so they used that theme for all 3 of The Godfather movies, though, did they not?
They did.
Yeah. All right, so whose birthday?
Robert Duvall, who played the character of Tom Hagen in The Godfather 1 and 2, who was not in Part 3. 90 years old today, Doug. 143 acting credits, a great career, born this day, January 5th, 1931. Known for great films like Open Range, Apocalypse Now, Deep Impact, Secondhand Lions, The Great Santini. I love him in a movie called Falling Down in 1993. With Michael Douglas. I love the movie because it plays like it's 2 completely different stories. His story and then Michael Douglas' story, and then the last act, they both merge. And Duvall's really, really good in that film.
I think
it's a great career.
He was the bad guy in True Grit in 1969. Nasty Ned Pepper. And then the best role he ever played, in my mind, was the role in Lonesome Dove. I think that that is the pinnacle.
Yeah, no, that's great, too. And it's interesting. You know, in 1978, when they did the remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, directed by Philip Kaufman, Donald Sutherland, Brooke Adams, and Jeff Goldblum were the star of that film. I love that movie, one of my all-time favorite movies. Duvall did a cameo in the beginning as a priest swinging on a swing. He doesn't speak, just see him for like 5 or 10 seconds. He must have had a connection with the director and he agreed to do it. I always found that to be an interesting aspect of that movie. But if you look at you know, some of the iconic actors in Duvall's class, Duvall's 90, Gene Hackman, I believe, is 90. Clint Eastwood is 90. Al Pacino's in his upper 80s.
How old is De Niro?
Who hasn't acted? And De Niro's got to be around. He's got to be in his early 80s, I believe. I think. But, And Nicholson hasn't acted in, like, almost a decade. So you're not going to see a lot of these people. Although Duvall has a few acting credits, movies that were filmed that will be out this year or the year after. So he's still actually a working actor.
Great. I was listening to one of Howard Stern's episodes when he's talking to Jack Nicholson about the girls that he chases around. It was funny, man.
One part or two? I had to go on for a long time.
No, it was a three. It was a three-fer. Tanya Roberts is still alive. People are talking about that, even though she's probably not going to make it. That's kind of too bad. But this is weird. This is a weird story about
That doesn't happen very often. Although what it does do, I mean, I know it's horrible, but it does shine a light on the fact that she was a working actress and had some limelight, with Charlie's Angels and the Bond movie. Mm-hmm. So people get to see that because of this, it shines a little bit more on her life and career. So, but it is that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah,
whether
she deserves attention.
Passed away,
yeah, she deserves.
And then they're not.
So I noticed that the award shows were announced yesterday, and they're still putting up in Hollywood the 93rd Academy Awards for April 25th. What in the world are they going to celebrate? What possibly?
Well, they are definitely going to hand out Oscars. That will go on. I don't see it being it'll probably be broadcast on ABC. I don't see it with a live audience. They'll probably do some sort of virtual Academy Awards. It does feel weird because I don't think the mainstream viewer will have any connection to it almost whatsoever.
None. Zero. Yep, exactly. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.